The question of impotence. Impotence is not necessarily a sign of physical deterioration or masculine deficiency. Healthy young men suffer from it. Nor is the cause psychological, due to fear, as some therapists may claim. Fear is not the cause. Fear is an effect. Where there is no physical impairment through ill health, disease, or damage to the penis, the cause of impotence is selfishness. Impotence arises from the unwillingness to truly love woman physically, unless there's something in it for yourself. Unless you feel like it or think it's your duty. All of these reasons are excuses for not being able to love. Whether you feel like it or don't feel like it is irrelevant. In love, you love simply for the beauty of loving woman. Impotence has become an excusable condition of our times, particularly in busy men and older men. It's an acceptable feature of man's stressful, unhappy life today, catered for by a medical profession that suffers the same stress and unhappiness. The whole male society is in the same condition of selfishness, so no one offers the true diagnosis or real cure, and all are excused for failing to take responsibility for love. Impotence is caused by lack of love. However, since an erection may be induced through excitement, failure to erect can also be due to lack of emotionality. When men get older, they are more likely to have difficulty getting an erection because living has knocked some of the emotional excitement out of them. And by then, in lovemaking, there's so often not enough love in their bodies or in the woman's. The penis will not become erect without either sexual emotion or love. Often when couples become physically bored with each other and have intercourse out of a sense of duty, there is neither the emotional drive nor enough love or consciousness between them, so the man will not be able to get an erection. If the man has emotional drive but no love, he will have no trouble. He will induce his erection by emotionality or sexual aggression. An emotional penis becomes erect to gratify itself and doesn't need love to have sex, as every woman knows. So it will probably be a one-sided affair, although if the woman can get herself in the same condition, which she can do due to her induced maleness, the couple can gratify each other, but it won't be love. When a penis is responsive to love and not emotion, it becomes fully erect only inside the vagina or just before entering it. A loving vagina has no difficulty admitting a loosely full, loving penis, which then immediately becomes firm, authoritative, and erect for the purpose of love. However, if the woman starts dreaming off, or is sexually demanding, there may not be enough love in her vagina to sustain the erection, especially if the man is endeavouring to purify himself. This man does not use the imagination but finds sufficient stimulus in the moment and the woman he is with. He does not become disturbed by a temporary loss of erection. He is patient and waits, available for the moment when love returns.